Can you talk about what you think makes Philip Rivers special? He's having a huge year, but when you prepare to face him, what do you think makes him?
Well, you know, first of all, he's a QB that's not going to give up on a play. You know, he's going to fight that thing to the last, second to hold a ball and try to get rid of it. And he's a tremendous competitor. You know, he's a guy that, he's one of the guys that you would want as a teammate because you know he's going to fight for you that much.
What about Antonio Gates? He's having a huge year and he's just special.
Oh, yeah. He's a very, very unique guy. To be as big as he is, able to move as smooth as he does, and his hands are very soft, catches pretty much anything that's in his area. And, he's just one of those guys. He's a different tight end. He really is. Things that he can do with the ball in his hands, but even before he gets the ball, his change of direction is not like no other tight end.
One of your teammates with the great motors, Mario, can you talk about his versatility? Was there anything surprising about what he did coming off the edge last weekend, being that he hasn't played out there?
No, it doesn't surprise me because he's been asked to do a whole lot this year, and I think he's getting more and more adapted to doing those things. And when you begin to own that position, which he's done now, you're able to make the plays that he made. And we're just happy that he's finally get to do, because he's been doing some grunt work, a lot of things that goes unnoticed as far as the things that he's been asked to do. But it's always a good thing that when you have a guy that's unselfish like that, be able to come up with a big game like he had, it's always a good thing.
Is he a guy that you call a good motor guy? I mean, there's just some of them, some players, I think you're one of them that have that never-ending, drive and kind of sets them apart from, other players.
I think you can call him one of those guys because he's also on special teams, too. It's not like he just asked to do certain things on defense. He's actually go out on special teams as well. So, I mean, he does a lot. So you have to have a motor to do what he's asked to do. But he's just one of those guys that does it and does it with a smile on his face. So that's, like I said, that's always a plus.
The Chargers are 4-5 off to their usual slow start. But do you still, despite what they're doing right now, you look at them more as a team to beat because they're the four-time division?
I'm a little unique in this area. It's really not about what's going on over there. It's about us and what we want to do over here. And that's just the way I look at it. They're always going to be a good team to me. They're always going to be the team to beat because they've, won this division for so many years. But as far as I'm concerned, we're 1-0 in the second half of this season. And this is the next game in line. So it's about what we're going to do as a team.
Ryan, you know about Rivers and Gates if he plays. But we've seen with Danny Tomlinson over there for so many years. Now he's in New York. We've seen Sproles a bunch. But can you just talk about their running attack with the rookie Matthews and Tolbert and Sproles, kind of what y'all expect?
Well, it's about knowing what they like to do with each guy and knowing the guys that are back to their strengths. And each one of those guys possess certain things that they do better than others. All of them can get downhill in a hurry. But, we know each guy possesses different things that they like to attack with. And so we have to do our normal thing. And our normal thing this second half of the season is setting the edge, making sure we're supposed to be, and making sure we're sure tackles when that opportunity comes.
Talking about your game, are there certain things that at this point in your career that you realize that you do better than you did maybe earlier in your career?
I might just go out and do what they ask me to do. And whatever it is they ask me to do, I make sure I'm familiar with it. I practice it hard, and I go out and do exactly what they ask me to do. And so that's to answer your question. That's basically what I base my performance every week on. What do they ask me to do? I look at the game plan. This is what Dawg has to do for his teammates, and that's what I'm going out and do.
Do you just expect them to air it out just the way that they've been?
That's who they are. At the end of the day, if you allow them to run the ball, they're going to run it. But if you don't, even if you do allow them to run it, they want to throw the ball because they, they have that guy quarterback who's flinging that thing pretty daggum well this year. So, anytime that you have him pulling the trigger like he's pulling it, you're gonna want to throw the ball and get it up top.
Did you get a chance to watch Michael Vick Monday night?
By the time I looked at it, it was like 21-0, so I didn't really watch the whole game.
Are you surprised that, I'm sure you heard about how well he played. After 2 years off, 30 years old, he's now maybe the unstoppable weapon out there.
Am I surprised? Yeah. No, last year's kind of getting his feet up under him, learning the offense, learning the scheme, and with the speed that he has and now with the reading the defenses the way he's doing it, and then he's always had the gun to put it in there, but now he has the touch to go along with it. I'm very happy that he's doing what he's doing.
I know you and McNabb were close. You talked to him at all after his new deal came out?
Yeah, we talked quite a bit.
And hit him up for a loan?
No. I'm happy that obviously, you know, he didn't have the success that they wanted as a team this past weekend. But, you know, 5-5, he's always been a friend of mine. That's going to always continue.
Brian, you mentioned they're going to air it out no matter what. So what is the plan or the key element for you guys to have success this week? Is it being able to pressure Phillip Rivers, get him out of his rhythm? And if so, how you guys go about doing that?
Yo, so you want me to tell you the game plan? That's what you're telling me.
As much as you can.
You know what? We're going to have to do what we do. And that is, when the opportunity comes to make plays, you make them. If your responsibility is to do certain things in the run game, you do it. And then we have to make sure that when those balls go in there, like I said earlier, that, you know, either we come down with it or nobody comes down with it. And that's going to be the key to this game.
Are you surprised that you know, the cast of characters that Rivers has been throwing to, you know, there's been so many injuries, yet, you know, some of the other players that have stepped in and, you know, they've kept up that pace. I mean, yeah. Are you surprised by that he's been able to do that?
No, because, I mean, one of the main characters has not changed, and that's the guy I think has 9 touchdowns right now. That's Gates. So that individual in itself is a huge luxury for a quarterback to have, a safe, you know, safe haven, if you will, to be able to throw to that cat anytime. And for the other guys that they put in, every last one of them are talented. They're all pretty much the same as far as being long and fast. And that's what that offense wants. They want guys that can stretch the field and get downfield and make big plays down the field. So, and when you have a quarterback that's able to throw the deep ball as well as he does, you can kind of plug, you know, talented guys, and I'm going to call them just guys because each one of those guys are talented. You plug talent in there with him, then he's going to make it work.
Brian, you've played in the league for a long time, and talking about Gates, is it pretty crazy to think a guy, I know he played basketball, not football in college, but a guy that was undrafted has been as good of a tight end? I mean, I know you played against Gonzalez and all these guys over the years, but just to how good Antonio Gates has been for a guy that didn't play football in college and was undrafted.
Am I surprised at you? You're surprised at it, but at the same time, some of the things that I'm pretty sure he did on the basketball court, which is crossover moves and all that stuff and the change of direction, is the same things he loses on the football field, if you check it out. It's the same exact things. He's able to make in and out moves look very similar, and all those things equate to being a tough guy to cover. And as well as being a big guy, so if you try to go jam him, he's a big guy that can push you off as well. So he possesses a lot of talent in that so-called basketball frame.
With how this division is shaping up the second half of the season, how hungry is this team now?
We're 1-0 in the second half of the season, and we have another game coming up. So, I'm excited about it. I'm pretty sure all the rest of the guys are very excited about this opportunity coming forward. But it's not an easy thing, but I'm definitely excited about it.